Hey everybody, thank you so much for joining me here on the Quick Talk Podcast. My name is Josh Latimer, and I'm just doing my best to deliver relevant value and insights from my brain and our guest's brain directly into your brain. How cool is that? Well, I'm still continuing my miniature interviews with all of the presenters at this year's 2016 huge convention. It's going to be awesome in Washington, D.C., and I got on the line Chris Cartwright. He's actually from New Jersey, and he has been well-known in the industry for quite some time. He's going to be presenting on some really cool and important things. I'll let him unpack that. Chris, how the heck are you?
Hey, how you doing? I can't complain. The weather's finally nice here in Jersey. We had a nice rainy spell for a while, but 75, sunny. It's not as nice as Costa Rica, but hey, it'll do.
Costa Rica is ridiculously hot right now, and unlike the internet, everybody thinks it's so amazing, but there's some days where you just like drag your feet to office like in 100 degree heat. It's like unbelievable. But yeah, the weather's been weird all over the country. In Michigan, it snowed in May, and that's not good. But so you do have a cleaning business, so you know that weather affects all of that stuff. Can you tell us a little bit about, you know, your history and kind of how you got involved in this industry?
Yeah, absolutely. I've been running Triple C Window Cleaning since 1999. We are a window cleaning pressure washing company. We service only residential homes. No storefront, no route work, no commercial, anything like that. We're a boutique company. Basically, I got started back in 1999 working for a company on Nantucket Island, Massachusetts, and learned the window cleaning trade a little bit. Got back into it around 2005, and I had a company that was more of a hobby than an actual legit thing. This was shortly after I worked for a national chain, so I said, hey, I can make this money on my own. And then I was in the restaurant industry for about 10 years while I was doing that, managing, consulting, everything down to dishwasher. I've done it all in that. And eventually, when the economy collapsed, I said, I got to do something better. I looked out the window, went to Home Depot, bought my first set of tools, got on windowcleaningresource.com that night, and here I sit today.
Isn't that amazing? And how many thousands of people across really the world have been affected by that forum, right? I mean, it's crazy.
It is a treasure trove. You can find any bit of information that you could ever want on Window Cleaning Resource. It's great. It's great. Anything with pressure washing resource. I mean, if you want to learn a trade, that's the best way to do it. You ask the question, you'll get an answer. Sometimes you get a smart allocating answer, but, you know, you'll get your answer eventually.
Well, what's really cool about the huge convention, and I'll let you speak on kind of your subject matter and what your area of expertise is, Chris. But what's cool about the convention is you're meeting face-to-face with like-minded people from all over the country, and it's a lot different than posting something on a message board with some guy drinking beer in his basement who has an attitude problem, who doesn't want to help you. It's a lot different when you're in a room with 1,000 people who pay to go to a life-changing event, and they're networking, they're talking, they're sharing tips, they're listening to speakers like you, they're being inspired. It's really incredible. I mean, you've been to these events in the past, is that right?
Oh, yeah, many. For the past 3 years, I've been attending since NOLA 2013, I want to say.
Okay.
I've been going to these events.
What are you going to be speaking on? What's your area of expertise in regards to the convention?
Well, my area of expertise kind of developed off of me starting a window cleaning company. As soon as I started this, I'm like, how am I going to get the most customers banging on my door without spending any money? So I took and I started making websites. And then that turned into me obsessing over SEO, which is search engine optimization. And that turned my business into a self-sufficient entity, which I really don't even have to go out anymore, which is wonderful. The phone is constantly ringing, and we do very well. So about 6 months ago, I was approached by a couple people, and I decided that we are going to start 462 Web Concepts, which is a full-service web design, search engine marketing, and search engine optimization firm. And we've been doing very well with it so far. And it's basically just to help other window cleaners and pressure washers like myself get a leg up over their competition online. So basically what I'm talking about at the convention is giving updates on how things like the Google algorithm and, you know, how you would rank higher with your websites have changed over the years.
Well, that's really important. And when I had my company in Michigan, We did very well because of our SEO. And for all the little companies out there, everybody focuses on building a website. Like, oh, I got to get a website. And when you get your first website, it's really exciting. It's really cool. But it's like having a billboard in the middle of the Sahara Desert if you're not driving traffic to your website. So it's pretty much useless if you're not ranking in all the different areas where you can rank. And it drives – I'm from a small town. Jersey has huge populations. But the town where I started my business only had like 15,000 people in that actual town. And we still did over 100,000 a year just off of our website. And our website was ugly and not even done great. And, you know, with all the changes in Google and stuff, this is a really important topic. Don't you think a lot of little businesses are missing this?
Oh, absolutely. I tell people when they ask me about SEO and wonder why their site's not working, they have this beautiful website. I tell them, listen, you could go out and buy a Ferrari. It could sit in your driveway all at once. It looks great to your neighbors. If you don't put gas in the thing and actually drive it around, it's not worth having. It's the same thing with a website. You can have the best designed website in the world. If it don't look good, if it's not actually like out there in front of people, it's not doing anything for you. People have to be able to find it.
Right, absolutely. And there's different parts. So you have the traffic portion, which is SEO and things like that. Then you have the site itself and how well it can convert, right? Like calls to actions and response a bit. I don't know, all these tools you can use to try to harvest customer information on your website. And then, you know, at that point, you follow up and try to close the deal. But there are some complex issues to make all that stuff work, especially for someone who has no background in that. So on your talk in the convention, I'm guessing you're going to give people real things that they can go home and do and improve their situation with that they can get by listening to your session, right?
That's exactly what I'm doing. I know not everybody can afford an SEO person. I know not everybody can afford a web designer, especially the little guys like I was, you know, 6.5 years ago, where I didn't have 2 pennies to rub together when I started this business. It's these people that are going to be most affected by this because, you know, I'll tell them, listen, you're wasting your time doing this one thing. Try doing this and see what happens. And even the seasoned pros, they might be missing out on something. So I'm just here to, I'm there to give the information and make it as accessible to even somebody who, you know, barely knows how to use their phone. It's going to be accessible to them. It's going to be something that they can work on themselves.
Well, that's a beautiful thing. And really, that's, in a nutshell, one of the big reasons the Huge Convention is so cool, because they get to sit with people like you who have been there, done it. You're winning with SEO. You know exactly what you're doing. You can give them bullet-pointed lists. This is where you're going to do better. Change this. Change that. Here's some 3 areas you can make improvements. Here's 4 common mistakes. They get all this stuff. They sit there and they just scribble notes, and it's thousands of dollars worth of information, and it's free. It's included in your tiny cost of your ticket price, which is really just a small investment. Why do you think, Chris, people should attend the Huge Convention? Why does it matter? If someone's on the fence and they're like, you know, I don't know, I'll go next year. What are you going to say to that guy?
Well, you just hit it right on the nose. The tiny cost of the ticket is worth everything. What is it, like $200 or something like that? It's amazing how much knowledge you get, not only from classes, but from hanging out, you know, having a beer, having a discussion with these guys who are doing it, who have done it. I can't picture myself not going to these things and learning from my peers who are successful.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun trip. A lot of people bring their families. And by the way, you can get $50 off your ticket price, guys. I'm going to play a little commercial at the end of this, but we have a special deal for Quick Talk listeners. If you go to thehugeconvention.com/QuickTalk, you get $50 off your ticket. Other people don't get this. Just you get this. And there's no excuse, regardless if there's a discount or not, to not go. It's pure madness. If you want to grow your company, if you want to build a business that serves you and your family, if you want to learn the correct and the incorrect ways to build a website, drive traffic to that website, get your SEO rocking so that your phone's ringing off the hook, come there and see Chris. Connect with me. Connect with everybody that's going to be there. Chris, do you have any closing thoughts?
Oh, my closing thoughts, basically, you should go to the Huge Convention. It is a great time, the friends you make there. You know, and it's not just SEO you learn about. You learn everything from how to clean a roof properly to what the new equipment is to what you could do with direct mail. Every aspect of the business is touched on. And even if it's not an actual sit-down speech, it gets you amped up. And the people who will actually be there, but any questions about how to run your business, their answer. they're answered easily, and you can get 10 different opinions on it.
Yep, absolutely. The biggest benefit is for the smaller companies. If you're doing less than $500,000 a year, you got to get over here and check this thing out. You got to network, because information is power, guys, and you're going to post something on a message board, and it's not the same as shaking someone's hand who has a $3 million business, who started with nothing, who can answer your question directly. It's just incredible. So I don't want to sound like a broken record, but I am passionate about people getting to this thing. So anyway, Chris, thank you for your time. How can people connect with you if they need to connect between now and the convention?
On Facebook, you can find me. I am Chris C. S. E. E. Cartwright. We are now in the process of launching the main website for 462 Web Concepts. But if you ever need to get in touch with me to talk, I'm on Voxer. You can also reach me through Triple C Pro Window Cleaning in North Jersey. And we should have our website up and running, I'd say about 2-3 weeks right now. And after that, the floodgates are open. Anybody can hit me up about SEO anytime.
Okay, that sounds good, Chris. Thank you so much for your time.
You got it. It was great talking to you, Josh. I'll see you in D.C.
Let me ask you a question. Are you even remotely considering going to the huge convention this year? Well, if you are, I've made a special deal for Quick Talk listeners. You're going to save $50 off the ticket price. Now, everybody else is going to pay normal price, but not you. Go to thehugeconvention.com/quicktalk and you save $50 right off the price. Now, remember, this is not a cost, okay? It's an investment. This event is absolutely incredible. The second thing I want to announce to you is the new release of The Growth Vault. Now, The Growth Vault comes from all the requests I get from people wanting coaching and training and how do I get this webinar and this teaching you did 6 months ago and what about these special interviews you do, Josh? I want to learn. I want to grow my business. I put everything into one repository. It's totally free. There's no cost. Go to thegrowthvault.com. There's loads of content on business building, automating, scaling, and building a business that you could sell. Check it out right now. Completely free. It's my gift to you. Thank you so much. Hey, thanks for hanging out, friends. And from all of us here at the Quick Talk Podcast team, we hope you love today's show. We hope that you were inspired to become a doer and not just a listener. Apply what you've heard today in your own business and watch things change for the better. Lastly, remember that all the money in the world can't save your soul. Seek first the kingdom of God, my friends. We'll see you next time.
For more information about the Quick Talk Podcast or Joshua's other businesses, visit our website, quicktalkpodcast.com. Have a blessed day.